Hey, y'all, you're listening to episode 46 of Eco Chic, a podcast all about practical science and sustainability. My name is Laura Diaz. I have a master's degree in climate science and solutions, and I'm really happy that you are here listening to Eco Chic. We are sharing general climate change education and some personal sustainability tips, so things to just make us all better citizens of the planet. If you enjoy this episode, please leave us a rating and a review wherever you prefer to listen to your podcasts. I really enjoy reading them, and I love hearing feedback from y'all, either on Instagram or via email or whatever. I like to really mix up the content that we put out on podcast episodes, so today is going to be full of tips. So this suggestion for an episode actually comes from Kayla, basically my sister. We're going to be sharing 10 easy things that you should stop buying and start making with your food scraps. I think that food scraps are a really easy way to reduce your carbon footprint, even if you're not composting. I really suggest composting if you're able to, but if not, there's easy ways to just reduce the amount of waste that you are sending from your kitchen to a landfill or wherever it may be. So we're just going to get right into it. One of my favorite things to make with leftover scraps is vegetable broth. I eat a lot of vegetables, and if you're peeling things, if you have some limp celery, if you have onion skins, all of that can actually be thrown into either a pot of simmering water or a crock pot for 4 or 5 hours with hot water in it. And vegetable broth is actually just the water that you get from boiling vegetable scraps. So you could also do this with like chicken bones if you're up into chicken bones, if you're saving them. But you could also just use things that you would normally send to a landfill. So like the peel of carrots or the outside skin of onions if you have any limp celery. I like to avoid putting any like heavy stemmy greens in there because I feel like it makes vegetable broth a little bitter. But you can also season it with different herbs. I like to just throw in even bell peppers sometimes make it taste really delicious. So vegetable broth is something that you should definitely stop buying. It also is really easy to control the sodium in your vegetable broth when you're making it yourself. So that's just like another fun pro tip. The number two thing that you should definitely start making with your food scraps are pickles and kimchi. So kimchi is actually just pickled vegetables, and pickles are just cucumbers that have been sitting in brine. You could do this with any vegetables, really. My friend Jesse likes to do pickled cabbage quite a bit for tacos, but pickle brine is actually just vinegar, water, and then a few different spices. So I like to put dill into mine, but you can really use peppercorn or anything that's up for you. But pickles are definitely something that you could start making on your own. And then if you buy a jar of pickles, you could reuse that brine. If you're refrigerating your new cucumbers in that pickle brine, that's a really easy way to reuse pickle brine. Next, let's do applesauce. So the number three thing that you can do with easy food scraps is applesauce. If you have some apples that are a little bit soft, that's always really disappointing for me because I love like a really crunchy apple. But if you have soft apples, you can cook them in some water. Again, kind of similar to vegetable broth, either in a crock pot or in a pot of simmering water. Just a little bit of water and brown sugar, and you can just kind of cook them down until they're soft. I also like to put mine through a Nutribullet because it makes it really, really smooth. I love smooth applesauce, and either put that into your overnight oats, eat it straight like a dessert. I love it on latkes, potato pancakes, but whatever works for you, applesauce is such an easy thing that you totally should not be buying. The number four thing that I'm gonna go ahead and suggest is breadcrumbs. If you have some stale breadcrumbs, a really easy thing to do is just pulse them and use them as filler for like meatballs or anything else you would be using breadcrumbs for. That's all breadcrumbs are, actually just stale bread pulsated through in a food processor. And then on the topic of breadcrumbs, the number five thing I'm going to suggest is tortilla chips. If you have some tortillas that are going a little bit stale, it's really easy to either fry them up in a pan with a little bit of oil and make your own tortilla chips. Or actually, like pro tip, what I've been doing lately is putting like stale tortillas straight into my toaster, which I had never really thought about before, but it makes them perfectly crunchy and you don't have to worry about oil and frying things or disposing of that oil or anything. So I would totally suggest tortilla chips for stale tortillas. The number six food that you should totally stop buying and start making with your food scraps is pesto. I actually didn't know that you could buy pesto until I was in college because my family didn't really eat a whole lot of pesto, but I love Giada De Laurentiis. And Giada would make her own pesto either with arugula or spinach, or if you have a lot of basil on hand. It's a really easy way to use up greens. So I make it a lot of the time with spinach because I'll buy like two bundles and not go through the second bundle before I'm ready to go to the grocery store. So just putting a whole bunch of spinach with a little bit of olive oil and salt, pepper, lemon. I like to add in basil if I have it on hand, but if not, you could definitely do parsley or cilantro or something else, really mix it up. And another fun thing is traditional basil usually has pine nuts in it. I don't always have pine nuts on hand, but sometimes I'll just throw some raw almonds in there and it gives it kind of a similar nutty texture. So pesto is a really easy way to use up greens before they go bad. Now, I have three fun meal ideas if you're looking for something a little bit more elevated to use your food scraps for. And the first one is stir fry. Stir fry is so, so easy because it tastes a lot better, in my opinion, and from what I've read online, when you're using older rice, so rice that's been sitting in your fridge. And what you'll do is just with a little bit of either oil or butter or whatever you're comfortable using, put it in a pan with your rice and then just different vegetables that you might have on hand. So let's say you only have like a quarter of an onion, two little carrots, a bell pepper, some herbs, things like that. So you just kind of throw in everything you have and you throw it together with soy sauce. And I also love to add toasted sesame oil. I think people are not talking about it enough. Toasted sesame oil like really elevates any dish. And let's say you only have like a quarter of a block of tofu or just like half a can of chickpeas, and all of that can be thrown together into a stir fry. You can also use leftover noodles if you just have like a little bit of a pack of pasta left. Or another thing that I love to use is quinoa because it kind of elevates it to a bit of a healthier meal. If I just have like a little bit of leftover quinoa, it's a really easy way to like bulk it up when you make it into a stir fry. The next thing I'm going to say is banana bread. If you have some bananas that are just going a little bit brown, one easy way to use them is just mash them up and you can make them into banana pancakes. You can put them into your overnight oats, but I love banana bread. I make a lot of it. And I actually have a vegan banana bread recipe that I would love to share with y'all. I worked like really hard on it over the summer because I don't know what was going on, but like all these shipments to bananas into my town were turning like brown, brown, brown. So bananas were like 30 cents a pound during the summertime. So there were weeks where I was coming home with like 20 bananas and just making loaves of banana bread for my friends. So I'll go ahead and like write my recipe down below. But if not, there's tons of options online. If you're vegan, if you're dairy free, if you're grain free, whatever, there are a lot of different variations of banana bread. And it's a lot of fun because you can also use up like the little toppings that you might have left over. Let's say you only have like a handful of craisins or like a little bit of nuts or a little bit of, I like to like dice up. If I have a soft apple, that's another good way. Just put that into your banana bread. And banana bread ultimately is it's always a crowd pleaser and like such an easy way to use up bananas when they're going brown. The number nine thing that you can make with food scraps that you should not be buying, this one's actually kind of fun because it's a drink, and I'm going to go ahead and suggest limoncello. So limoncello is actually just vodka that has been sitting with lemon zest, lemon peels, and some sugar, and it sits for about a week. So what you would do is just boil in a saucepan sugar and water, and then you stir vodka in, and then you're going to place in your lemon zest, and then it just sits for a week. So that's a really easy way to either use your peels or reuse your lemons in some way. Of course, another easy way to use lemons and other citrus peels is making household cleaners. Those sit for a little bit longer, about 3 months, and I haven't personally tried that out, but I think limoncello is kind of like a wild card recipe to throw out there when it comes to food scraps. The number 10 thing that you should totally stop buying and start making with your food scraps, I'm going to go ahead and suggest a coffee scrub. Coffee scrubs are actually super big right now in the personal hygiene space, and coffee scrubs are such a nice way to naturally exfoliate, and it leaves a really nice kind of lotiony type residue on your skin. And it's actually a lot of the time just straight coffee scrubs, and you can mix it with some sort of oil, so like coconut oil, olive oil, or if you want to add in any other like fun herbs or essential oils or whatever, it's really nice to just have a little cup in your shower and then rub it off. I will go ahead and tell you that it does like sometimes leave like a coloring into your shower. Like the last time I moved, I had to really scrub my bathtub because it was full of like the residue from coffee scrubs. But a coffee scrub is something that if you're buying it at a large beauty store, you should totally stop, because a lot of the time it's just like really straight up coffee grounds, used coffee grounds. I want to be really specific about that. So it's not like brand new coffee. It's like if you've already put it through your Keurig and you're going to empty out that reusable K-cup, you can take those coffee grounds and make them into a body scrub. That is it for today's episode, quick and dirty. I just wanted to go ahead and share these fun little recipes, quote unquote. So nothing is too exact to be measured, but it's just a lot of ideas for you to rethink your kitchen waste. I think it's a lot of fun to just kind of think about what you can make with what you already have. It ends up saving you money, it reduces waste. And at the end of the day, it's kind of like a fun DIY project. If you choose any of these 10 items, I would love to talk to you a little bit more if you have any like suggestions for other things to do with kitchen scraps. I gave some really, really basic overviews, but if you're already buying pickles and coffee scrub and pesto, those are all things that you totally can make on your own. So it just kind of also is like empowering in the kitchen if you're someone who doesn't cook a whole lot or make a whole lot of things on your own. I think it's a lot of fun, but also just kind of like encouraging to have you in the kitchen doing something that you would normally make. So with that, I usually like to answer a question at the end of every episode of Eco Chic, so either something that I've gotten via DM or in real life or whatever, but I would also like to start sharing suggestions that I receive from y'all, again, via DM or via email or in person or whatever. And a couple weeks ago, we talked about using plastic bags from the grocery store instead of trash bags and why you should kind of think about maybe accepting those every once in a while. And a lot of the time, I even pointed out that you could use them for your animals if you're walking your dog and you have to pick up some dog waste. Friend of the podcast, Emiliana, actually reached out and said that she had found some biodegradable dog waste bags. And she says that she was really worried because she got a dog and she was thinking about the amount of plastic bags she would be using. And she found these biodegradable bags that actually disintegrate along with the contents. A lot of the people that she talked to them about don't actually know about them. So I thought I would put that out there because I have some personal skepticism when they say biodegradable plastic, but I think anything that is breaking down as opposed to being sent straight to a landfill is a much better option than just a typical plastic bag. And again, it really doesn't make sense to be buying plastic bags for your dogs if you are also bringing your own bags to the grocery store or, you know, like a small waste receptacle in your bathroom. It doesn't make sense to be lining that with purchased plastic bags. So I just want everyone to think a little bit deeper about plastic bags, but also I'm really glad that she reached out and mentioned the biodegradable dog bags. I'll definitely have to look for some for my mom and her dog, Buddy. With that, I hope you guys have a really great day. I will see you next Tuesday. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast wherever you like. Send us a rating or review if you enjoyed this episode. And I will see you guys next week.